We're talking with Tyler Snythman, of course, Oklahoma State FFA secretary. And Tyler, you heard your name up on stage last night. You were there, and they called you out as the Prepared Public Speaking Award winner for 2013. A few butterflies as you're up there?
Oh, definitely. Actually, probably a little more nervous right before they announced the names, and probably even when I was speaking. Definitely a nerve-wracking moment.
You know, as you think back over this this whole course, you took on quite a challenge last spring when you decided to do extemp and a couple of speech divisions. You know, why did you try to go so many different categories there initially?
Well, I had some topics, and I'd kind of been working on a speech the year before and really hadn't got it completely finished. And so I really had one speech pretty much done coming into the year. And so I wanted to add a new one. And then I thought extemporaneous. I've been doing a lot of research on quite a few topics. So I thought, you know, something I might want to try and experiment with that a little bit. And just kind of having a speech prepared the year before, that definitely helped in that situation.
That gave you a second speech to actually attack on then.
Yeah.
Which speech did you end up actually going with here at National then? The one you had in the bag already or the new one?
It was actually the one that I kind of prepared on the year before a little bit. Definitely made some recent revisions. Kind of update a little bit, but it was the one that kind of based off the year before.
When you think about the research that you did and as you answered questions with a bunch of different judges down through the national competition, what do you really think about this whole argument of conventional ag versus sustainable, natural, organic stuff?
Well, in my opinion, I don't have a problem with organics or local producers, but American farmers are very prideful in the fact that we provide a very safe food supply, and it's disappointing when you see large organic companies, when you see companies like Chipotle really basically more or less take a swing at modern production agriculture. And so I'm just trying to portray the message from a perspective of a young person involved in production agriculture, that the farmers are still doing a very good job of providing that very safe and sustainable food supply.
Now, you're going to get asked more than once over the next several months by younger FFA members, what's your secret? How do I win a county, a regional, a state, a national award in public speaking?
Well, first off, I mean, I definitely think there's some luck involved with it, but I've asked for help from a lot of different people. I couldn't accomplish anything whatsoever if it wouldn't have been help from my dad, my brother, my ag teacher, as well as many people that have kind of guided me along the way. So definitely had a lot of people help me in the process.
When you think about what FFA has meant to you up to this point in your career, you're now a freshman at OSU. You've had quite a few FFA experiences already. What's FFA mean to you?
Well, it really kind of growing up and being involved in agriculture, FFA has really been my life. Something that's taught me a lot. Given me a lot of confidence. Taught me a lot about responsibility, decision making skills. I'd say probably at least 70-80% of the friends I have today are involved in this organization. Give me a lot of connections, not only in the state, but across the nation. And so something that I treasure right now and, will continue to treasure throughout my life.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Ron.